Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it's good. Also, before I start anything, I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. And we won't be on air tomorrow, so I just wanted to wish you a happy Thanksgiving on behalf of myself and Michael. So happy Thanksgiving. Let's go ahead and start the show with a song. And, you know, and the one thing about this program is all about spirit. My whole life is about spirit. I don't get it right every single day of my life, but I try, just like you're trying. You know, and the one thing that I want to do today is just let spirit steal the show if they want, you know, and just speak to us. Wouldn't that be cool? So let's go ahead and start, and then I'll be back with an opening prayer, and we'll be right back. Prayer, and then we'll find Michael on our switchboard and bring him on with us. So let's go ahead and pray. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. And Father, Mother, God, whatever you want to do today in this show, in my life, in the lives of the listeners, just do it. You know, still our show. You know, just take control of everything. Because when we get in the mix, when we get there, then we mess things up. But when we totally trust you, when we totally rely upon you, then everything goes great. Everything goes smooth. And Father, Mother, God, even in those moments when it's not a little smooth and when it's a little rough, you're right there helping us. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I know that you're going to do something today. I can just feel it. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I just ask that you would just help me and Michael completely move out of the way today, and that you can use us as the vessels that you always do on this program. And Father, Mother, God, one thing I want to be thankful for already is this program. I thank you for what you're doing here. And I thank you for the listeners that are listening, and the people, the guests that you're bringing to this program are off the hook. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you so much for that. And Father, Mother, God, I just can't wait to see what you do next. Not just on this program, but in our lives today. And we surround ourselves right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit, and we say namaste, and we say amen. And I don't see Michael at the moment. So, Michael, if you're on my switchboard somewhere, can you blink your one, please? Because I don't know where you are. Okay, I thought that might be you. Okay, all right. Thank you, Michael. So, okay, let's click Michael on and say hi. Hi, Michael.
Hello, Michael. Namaste.
Namaste, my friend. Yeah.
I love listening to you. I love your prayers.
Well, thank you. You know, they're just all totally Spirit-led. So just like life and, you know, we just got to keep on flowing with Spirit. I pulled a card for the show, and I don't know if you pulled a card, but I pulled a card today. And the card that I pulled is from my Gaia deck, and it actually is the achievement card. And it says, keep focused on your dream. And, you know, the one thing that I would tell everybody is, especially right now, don't give up on your dreams. You know, there might be situations in your life that, you know, you don't think that that's going to get accomplished. You don't think that that's possible. But never give up. You know, there's been times in my life that there's been times that I wanted to give up, for sure. A lot of you even know that. But, you know, we got to keep focused. We got to keep on that aim, because we are really close of having whatever we want, and we're this close. I wish you guys could see my fingers, because we're this close. And so to what we want. So hold on to your dreams. Did you pull a card, Michael, or do you have anything to add to that?
I did, and it's all about the open heart.
Okay.
And I think it's such a perfect time right now to be tuning into the open heart energy. It coincides with everything that you're saying, and everything comes from that place. And I look forward to talking about that with you today.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and you know, that's what I would tell people. If you want to be a part of the program, we are doing readings today. I am doing readings. We'll scatter those throughout the show. And when Spirit wants to talk, we'll allow Spirit to talk. But if you would like to call in, our call-in number to this program, and you get to speak to Rose, she's helping us out today, it is 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number to this program is 347-327-9316. All right. So if you just want to talk about the subject, or if you have questions, we will take those in order that you call in. But please be patient with us, because we're going to talk for a little bit and then we'll take your calls. So be patient on the phone lines, okay?
All right. Michael, I want to share an experience with you.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
With everyone, it was such a unique experience. It's something that's so little, but to me, it was so magnificent. I wanted to share it. I was waiting to pick up my girlfriend Sylvie. Actually, my ex girlfriend Sylvie. We're still really good friends. Long story short, I was waiting in the car to pick her up, and she has a little like a feng shui crystal that hangs from the rearview mirror. And the sunlight was shining through it. And when it shines through it, it makes rainbows. Are you familiar?
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Of course,
yes.
Right? Okay, so I'm sitting there, and I'm really in stillness, because I'm in there. I'm kind of doing a meditation. I'm just really reflecting in that moment. And I start noticing the rainbow light starts shining directly into my pupil, to where I'm sitting very still. And over the next, I don't know, 10, maybe 15 minutes, that crystal where I was sitting and the sunlight and the way it was moving moved perfectly. So I got to see the entire spectrum of colors, all the way from red to orange to yellow, moving through green and through the blues, and then it faded away. It was in a perfect alignment and just shined the colors through the entire rainbow. And I happened to be in that place, in that perfect alignment. How amazing is that?
Yeah, that is awesome. And, you know, and that's what I think that Spirit's really trying to get all of us right now, is to that place of alignment. And, you know, and a lot of people are asking, how do we get there? And my answer to you is, you know, just slowly. You know, it's a process. A lot of times we just have to go through different things, but we will get to that place where we are truly aligned. And that is awesome. That is so cool. I've never had that experience. That was so awesome. And I appreciate you sharing that with us. We do have a couple of calls. I'm going to go ahead and take them, and then we'll talk some more. But let's
Sounds
go ahead.
Great.
Let's get some of these out of the way. Elizabeth, you're on the air. Hi. Appreciate you calling.
Hi.
Hi. How can we help you?
Well, actually, the reason why I'm calling is I'm really stressed out because I feel like I'm getting away from my dreams.
Okay.
And I took a job that I didn't want just for the money, and it turned out to be really, really bad.
Okay.
And they had us in a training room with, like, no heat. They wouldn't let us step away from our desks. They were really, really the job was draining me, and, like, everyone is quitting.
Yeah.
And, no, I'm stressing about my financial situation, and I just think I made a mistake taking this job, and I called off today, and I was let go. So I am kind of panicking.
Okay. Totally understand. The first thing I want you to do is I want you to take a breath, okay? Just breathe. I would be in the same situation. I'd be going, man, what's going on? Now, you know, the Spirit doesn't look at your life as anything that you've made mistakes. You know, maybe some choices might have been better choices. But I don't believe in mistakes. I believe in choices. And so that's the first thing. Because we don't want you to get down on yourself and feel bad about yourself, okay? We want you to keep positive, okay? The one thing I want to tell you, there is something opening up for you. I will tell you that immediately, okay? And do you have some applications out there, some resumes out there? Because I definitely feel something opening up pretty quick here.
Yeah, I just spent a half an hour at the library sending out resumes, yes.
Okay, so I would just start manifesting that job, okay? See yourself going to work. See yourself having that money that you want, you know, that lifestyle you want. So today, you know, spend that downtime right now that you have some downtime. You know, spend that manifesting the life that you want. And as you manifest that life, it will come to you, okay? It will be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely believe that. If you've ever listened to any of my shows, I definitely believe in speaking out what we want and getting it, okay? Because it's happened in my life many times. There's been times in my life that I'm going, okay, where am I going to get money to put money in my car, you know, for gas? And when I've been there, when I've manifested that, Spirit has never failed me, okay? And it's not going to do it to you either. Let me pull one card for you, then I'm going to let you speak to Michael.
Okay.
The ocean of eternal love. Definitely a lot of healing going on with you. I feel like a lot of this has caused some emotions to pop up that's from your past a little bit, maybe, you know, back in your past. And so really watch that, because I definitely feel like the Spirit really wants this time, this downtime. And there's not going to be that much between another job, I will tell you that. But during this time that you have some time to yourself, focus on healing, okay, because that's really what Spirit wants to do with you right now. Let's get Michael to talk to you and see if he has anything to add. Michael?
Yes, hi. Okay, well, my heart goes out to you. I know these times of change can be challenging.
Yeah.
And so I want you to, in alignment with Michael was saying, I want to fully encourage you to really look at what's most important to you right now and spend time with that, because in the process, what you're doing is you're opening your inspiration, you're opening your heart to what you love, and you're allowing space for it. You're moving into the energy. I want to encourage you to remind you that you are a creator. You're always manifesting, whether we're creating shadow or light. This is an opportunity for you to move back into your power of just focusing on what you love, creating that, let go of the worry. And the times the emotion does get intense, again, just remember there's always a beginning and an end. A beginning, a middle, and an end to all the suffering that comes up. Allow yourself the space to feel it, especially the middle part where you're sitting with it, and especially the end where you feel it letting go and you move back into your center point, back into your I am presence, back into your sacredness where your healing is really happening. But that allows your ego mind to realize, okay, it's, you know, I was feeling it. I'm still okay. I'm here. And you allowed yourself to experience it, but let it go and move into your own, into your priorities is the word that's coming up for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully
that
helps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
All right. You hang in there and have a happy Thanksgiving, okay?
Thank you. Thank you to you both.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye.
Let's go ahead and talk to, that was awesome, Michael. Let's go ahead and talk to Joan, I think. I hope I said your name right. Sometimes I don't pronounce names right. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, it's Joan.
Okay. How can I help you?
Well, just wondering, General, what message Spirit has for me today?
Okay. Let me go ahead and pull some cards for you really quick. And could you go ahead and say your first name out loud for me, please?
Yeah, it's Joan.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm picking up a presence around you immediately. This is, and I'm just going to tell you what I'm picking up, and
okay.
And please only, if I ask you any questions at this moment, please only answer yes or no. Please do not feed me information, okay?
Okay.
That would be nice and make my job easier, but I don't work that way. Okay. I'm picking up a male presence now. I'm feeling like that this is a grandfather. This could be your father's, I feel like that this is your father's dad. Now, is he in spirit?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Would that make sense that he might be coming forward right now? Because I feel like that he was a very strong person. And I feel like that there has been a period where you've been having a lot of confusion. When I'm tapping into you, I feel some confusion around you. It looks like in the last 3 months that there has just been a change, from very positive to going, I don't know what's going on. Does that
yeah.
sort of make sense? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. He's coming forward today telling me to tell you that you have the strength within you to face these obstacles that you're facing right now. And the other thing that I want to tell you, Joan, I definitely see these obstacles going away. I feel like in the next couple weeks, this would be 2 weeks, 2 months, you're going to start seeing a major change here. A more positive you is going to come back out. And so, and there's something about your finances. Your finances are going to start increasing. Are you really concerned about your finances right now? Because they're
yes.
telling me that, okay. Because there's definitely, the one thing that I keep seeing, my spirit guide is really funny. He keeps seeing me, showing me bags and bags of coins. I don't know if, and these are gold coins. These are not just, the silver coins. These are gold. Coins.
Okay.
And so there could be two references here, showing you that you're going to have that financial comfort as you go into next year. I feel like you're going to have a cushion. They keep showing me a cushion of money. So you're going to have that cushion that where you're not so stressed out about that.
Okay.
So that's a good thing. But he's showing me also, and also because of the goldness, I feel like that also he's showing me that you're going to have that light shining in you again and connecting with the spirit within you. That's what this program is all about, and that's what I'm all about, is connecting with that spirit within. So I feel like that's what he's showing me too. Michael, do you have anything to add?
Yes. Hi, Joan. I am feeling a tremendous amount of angelic energy around you right now. I'm not sure what the spirit is. Maybe that, Michael, that's who you were tuning into. But I'm actually like feeling like the wings just float. Like you're totally surrounded by it right now, and it's such a powerful feeling for me. I just really wanted to share that. Totally surrounded with this beautiful angelic light and energy and love right now. And what I'm feeling is coming through. It's a time of you redefining your truth.
Yes.
Right now is an opportunity for you to. Tune in to your higher truths, to let go of what you had thought was true in your life, and to now really move into your center point, move open to higher perspectives, asking yourself, what would my higher perspective guidance illuminate for me right now as far as what's really true for me right now? And there's an action energy that I feel that not only are you asking for assistance, but to encourage, to fully encourage you to take the advice, whatever wisdom you tune into, be it. Let go of the illusions and just really step into allowing that to be your experience.
Okay.
Hopefully that helps.
Yes.
All right.
It does. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. You have a great day, okay?
Oh, thank you. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was awesome. Okay. Yeah, I don't know about you, Michael, but I just feel a huge power surge today. You know, it's just like I woke up not feeling very good this morning, and I wasn't even sure if we were going to be on today. But I started manifesting health. I started seeing that violet light around me. I started focusing on that and letting that begin to flow into me and heal whatever was going on. And so, but also I haven't been sleeping. I just feel like that there's been all this information being downloaded to me so much, that I'm having a hard time sleeping sometimes. So I think that's probably part of it. Yeah, it is.
You felt the flame of Saint Germain.
Yeah, definitely. And it was just like I was laying there and all of a sudden I just felt that. And it was so amazing. And so I appreciate it. I feel awesome right now.
Michael, I got to share another experience really quick.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I woke up this morning in a dream state, and I have a cat. Her name is Sabrina, right? And she's beautiful. And I woke up dreaming. I felt. Imagine. I don't even know how to describe it. Imagine a cat, but it's more of like a light body. Mm-hmm. I felt the presence with me in the dream state of an animal, but it was more of like a liquid light, and I could feel her. She came up and laid next to my head, and I remember holding her, and I remember waking up totally in this illusion of holding like this light animal, and she was like crystalline clear, and I had forgot. It was a cat in that moment. And finally, I was actually awake already. And I finally realized, wait a second, I'm holding a black furry cat and not this illuminated entity. Right. And I can barely even describe what it felt like, but it was so, I almost want to say delusional, because I was actually awake still thinking that she was something that obviously physically she wasn't.
Right, yeah, and that's amazing too. So you got two amazing stories. So that's awesome. Let's go ahead and let's try to get Rose on here with us.
Okay.
She's actually wanting to talk to us as well. So, hi, Rose. Whoop.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
How can we help?
Well, I just wanted to know, can you just, give me a general what I have coming up?
Okay. I know who you are, but could you say your name out loud for me, please?
Rose.
Okay. Say it one more time, please.
Rose.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Let me go ahead and focus here really quick. Definitely, I keep picking the one that I want to tell you, Rose, what I keep seeing, and this, I'm just going to tell you what I'm seeing, okay? What I'm seeing is a train on a track, and it's going fast. Okay, I feel like that right now. Here in a couple of months, this feels like a couple of months to me. At the beginning of the year, it's going to be like that. You're that locomotive. It's like that. There's a train that I keep seeing. I don't know if they call it something, but it's like lightning almost or something like that. It's the fastest train there is in the world, and that's what your life is going to be like. But it's going to be on a high spiritual track. Your spirituality in the next year is going to be amazing. And there's going to be amazing things that happen. Definitely you're moving back to where you came from. I will tell you that. I would say this is 2-3 months out. This could be sooner. I'm hoping it's sooner. I'm sure that you're hoping it's sooner too. but I would say 2-3 months out still. So I would say by springtime you should be back where you came from, okay? And so the other thing, and also the other really cool thing, is there, I see your family unit because I know a lot about you because I've done readings for you. But I also see, like, your family unit being very tight and coming back together, stronger than it's ever been. And so that's a good thing. So I definitely see that for you. The one thing that also Spirit's showing me right now is that you definitely need to be really careful in the next month. It feels like that there could be a fall. So you need to be really careful about your footing. This could be because there's ice, you know, coming up or something. So be really careful about your footing, because they're telling me to watch your footing. Now, this also could be on a spiritual sense, saying that you need to be really careful and focus, meditate, you know, do some of those things that we all forget sometimes. But definitely get your footing in place. That's what Spirit keeps telling me. And hopefully that makes sense to you. Let's check in with Michael.
Okay, Michael? Thank you, Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Oh, yeah. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, we didn't for a minute. Yeah, we do now.
It was my mute button. Hi, Rose. Sorry about that.
Hi, Michael.
I'm tuning into that part of Michael's message where it's all about taking care of yourself within everything that he said. And you know how there's like that old expression that says, you know, you've been doing a lot for other people and it's time that you do something for yourself for a change?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a message in there that I want to deliver that's really heart-opening. Like, I want to encourage you to really do something for yourself for a change, really opening and nurturing. I love that your name is Rose, because I'm seeing like a heart opening, like a beautiful rose, like a gift that's beyond what you've already experienced in your life.
Wow.
And so if you could somehow sit with that and see what that is that would emerge, something very beautiful by just giving new levels to yourself.
Wow. Okay. You guys gave me a lot to think about this holiday weekend. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome. All right.
I'm not gonna
hang up you because we need you, so we're not gonna hang up on you, but we'll let you go for right now. All right. Bye, Rose.
Bye.
Yeah. Well, now she can get back to work and take some of these calls that are coming in. But we appreciate her so much. I don't know what I would do without Sharon and Rose and you, Michael. You guys make the show go a whole lot smoother, so I appreciate all of you. So I want to just say thanks to you. You know, I think it's real important at this time of the year, you know, to be thankful for what we have. And, you know, and that's the people around us, you know, that sometimes that Spirit brings into our paths. And you know, we don't always understand, you know, why people come and why people go. But I am so thankful for you, and I'm so thankful for Rose and Sharon, and I just want to say that. As we go into this period of Thanksgiving. So,
no, thank you for your wise words and your heartfelt words. You're creating light and all types of energy with your words. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. All right, let's go ahead and let's talk to Ray. Hi, Ray.
Hello, how are you guys doing today?
I'm good. How can we help you?
Doing well.
Thank you guys so much for taking my phone call. First time listener. So, man, I have so many topics to even discuss, but so I'm just going to throw it out like this. What do you see in my 2013 year? I just got a lot of plans going on. I just want to see what you guys see in that.
Okay. I'm seeing a lot of travel. Or would you be open to that? Because I keep seeing travel with you.
Yes.
Okay. Is this job related? Because I feel like this around a job or something. I keep seeing work around this.
Yes.
Okay. All right. There's also a physical move for you next year. This would look to me more like maybe late summer, early fall. Are you considering a move?
Wow. Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, you got all excited. That's good. But definitely, they're telling me that this is part of your dream. This is a part of what you wanted for your life. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, they're saying to definitely keep focused on your dream, because it is coming to fulfillment next year. You are going to have everything you want. Now, are you in a relationship? Because I don't see anybody around you, but that doesn't mean there's not. But are you in a relationship?
You know what's funny is, okay, because I know you have to follow my rules, only one question. My original question was going to be, what do you see in my relationship? I was like, nah, I think, you know, my 2013 is more important. But no, I am not.
Okay. I do feel like a relationship is going to come up, but I wouldn't see this until the end of next year, going into the next year. Because right now, Spirit really wants you to focus on you. Still do some healing. I feel like that there's still some healing for you to do. We all have that. But I really feel like that next year for you is really a year to focus on you, focus on your career.
Do you mind me asking, what do you mean by healing?
I'm not sure exactly. I feel like that there's some emotional healing that needs to take place. This could be from a past relationship. I feel like that it's relationship related. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but I feel like it's sometimes from a hurt from a relationship. Does that make sense?
A little bit, kind of.
Okay.
I haven't really been in a long-term relationship, but I mean, kind of.
Okay. Yeah. But let me hand you over to Michael and let's see if he has anything to add. But hopefully I've helped you, and let's get Michael on here with you. Michael.
Yeah. When Michael's done, I'll tell you exactly what's going on, because you guys helped times 10. But go ahead, Michael. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. So the changes. Yeah. So when you asked your question, I first felt a huge heart of like a flush of love moving through me. Spirit wanted to just thank you so much for calling and asking this question today. And I'm not sure what that means specifically to you, but it has to do with the energies of giving, of being very grateful as you're moving through these times now, and as you're moving into the energies that we're focusing on 2013, the fact that you're opening, there's this huge gratitude feeling that I'm feeling that you're asking these questions today. So what I'm feeling about, Michael, the answer regarding the emotional healing is that you'll need assistance in this healing because you're unaware of the evolution that you're currently going through from somewhat of this life, but also of connections with past lives, that you can call upon your I Am presence to ask for assistance in transcending, letting go of connections that you've had in the past that you are unaware of, in building this bridge in what you're holding in your heart for 2013. This is very important that you ask for this liberation, this freedom, as you move into new balances in your life.
Okay. Hopefully that helps.
Oh, times 10. Wow. So what's really going on is I'm a communications major. I'm in radio right now. I'm also a diehard football fan. What I do is I express, I'm one of those characters you see on TV in one of the football teams, and I'm in radio, and currently I'm in Sacramento, and I've been offered a radio gig, internship in San Francisco, but that would involve me moving and transferring to San Francisco State, and that's a very big move, and I applied for SF State, wasn't sure if I was going to get in, and it was just a huge, huge, huge question mark the last month, and I just didn't know if I should do it or not. So that's why I'm just completely shocked that you guys came through with that.
Yeah, definitely see that for you, and congratulations on your move and your future, and we appreciate you calling in.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. You know, yeah. You know, Spirit knows all, and that's what's amazing about Spirit. You know, we just follow Spirit, and we relay those messages as we get them. We're going to take a couple more calls. I'm not going to take a lot more calls, I will tell you already. The one thing I would tell you, if you would like to get a full reading from me, you can do that. I do have time to do that today. If I don't get to your call today, you can call us back some other time when we're open our lines, but if you would like to set up a full reading with me, you can find that information over on my personal website, www.insightswithmichael.com. Again, my personal website is www.insightswithmichael.com, and you can set up a full reading over there. The site is going to be making a few adjustments and changes, but nothing major, but it is www.insightswithmichael.com. The other thing I want to tell you really quick, on Friday's program, I am so excited, a little nervous, but still excited. I am going to be channeling. I am a full body channel for my spirit guide. His name is Stephen, and he will be with us on Friday. He will be at the later part of the show. If you have questions for Stephen, I don't know if we'll open the phone lines, but if you have questions that you want to ask him, you can send those in to our email address at insightswithmichael@ymail.com. Stephen doesn't answer like romantic questions, things like that. You know, keep your questions on a spiritual nature. That he's more of a higher intelligence, and so you know, please see him as that. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and let's talk to Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Michael. Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say hello to you. Congratulations on your new show and everything that's going on in your life. That's great.
Well, thank you. How can we help you today?
Well, just a general reading. My life is just, of course, it's all because my perception has changed, but it's just amazing, the things that are happening in it. And, right. You know, it's just so, a general reading would be great.
Yeah. You know, and the one thing that Spirit wants me to tell you is, yeah, because you're not focused on the pain anymore. You're focused on the joy that's coming your way. And it is, you know, once we make that switch, you know, it's all about our perspective. I love that word, perspective, because Spirit's saying that it's all about that. You know, we can look at all kinds of things. You know, a lot of people going through a lot of things right now. And we understand that, and we understand if you're in that place of hurt right now. But, you know, by just changing your perspective, you can change your situation. And you've done an amazing job in that, and Spirit wants to acknowledge that inside of you to begin with. Let me go ahead and pull a card. Let me go ahead and pull a card for you really quick. And actually, a card just jumped out of my deck, so I'm going to go ahead and pull that card. The Sacred Heart card, you know, following Michael's open heart thing that he had earlier. You know, passion, love, and spiritual communion. Definitely feel that very strong for you right now, especially today. I feel like today for you is a major breakthrough day. They're also telling me something about a business deal is coming your way. I feel like that there's something doing with business. Because I keep seeing Stephen putting a key in a lock and unlocking it, and this huge door is opening up for you. So I definitely keep seeing that. But passion, love, and spiritual communion is definitely yours. I'm going to check in with Michael and let him speak to you for a little bit. But, Michael, go ahead.
Thank you.
Yes. Is it Caroline?
No,
Carol.
Carol. Oh, Carol. Hi, Carol. Hi. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, I felt, Michael, when you mentioned about the business, was it a business opportunity?
Right.
Coming out, I felt a huge jolt of energy coming forward. So, Caroline, I'm curious, does that make sense to you at all?
I didn't hear the last word. What was it? You see what?
When Michael mentioned about an upcoming business opportunity, did that make sense to you at all?
Oh, yes, it did. It did. I thought you said marriage. Okay, yes, no, absolutely. In a way, it's all good.
And do you have a partner in that, or?
I do. There's somebody that we've been working to come together in a relationship for a while, yes. And
right.
Together and working together and helping, you know, healing. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sensing a masculine energy. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Okay, so I'm sensing not only, you know, there's this huge jolt of energy, but also a very tender feeling of coming together for healing in the balancing of masculine and feminine energies, especially when it comes to the masculine in your own healing. This is a huge opportunity for you to find new levels of love and sacredness for the masculine energy and in realms of relief, release, freedom, much more than you ever expected.
Yeah. All right. Hopefully that helps. I appreciate you calling in.
That was wonderful. Thank you. And both of you. And a nice meeting you, Michael. And nice talking to you, Michael, again. So
all right. Bye. All right. Bye-bye.
Me too.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, she's amazing. And the energy of her is so amazing. I appreciate it. Everybody has really some awesome energy today. I want to go back. I want to go back really quick to the young man that we were talking to earlier, and hopefully you're still listening, because I feel like I want to add something to your reading. And the one that I want to tell you is really definitely keep working hard to accomplish your dreams. You know, don't give up. And that's definitely what Spirit wanted me to tell you. I feel like that somebody was pushing through in the spirit world saying, you know, keep on focused here. Because I feel like that sometimes maybe you lose focus. So they really came through to say, hey, you know, stay focused, and hopefully that makes sense.
Michael, no joke, I have an additional message for him as well.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
That is so funny that you brought him back up. I felt incomplete.
Yeah.
When he mentioned that he was a really big sports fan,
right?
There was something that just came up for me. There was just a reminder. You know, the opposite of competition is the energy of cooperation. And sometimes we get so caught up in the energy of going back and forth, which is the duality of the third dimension, the competition energy, that sometimes we can be very, very hard on ourselves, you know, not realizing that we're just caught up in the spirit of competing, right? So I just wanted to encourage him to also embrace the energies of cooperation.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, because it's amazing. I was sitting here listening to, you know, when we was talking to Carol, and I kept seeing him again, and I was going, okay, do we still have other stuff to add? And so I felt like that we did. So you know, we follow spirit. Jill, hi, how are you? We appreciate you calling in.
Hi.
Hi, how can we help you?
Hi,
I'm having a problem with my sister right now where she refuses to take any personal responsibility for anything. What do you get her point is?
Okay. Could you say your name out loud for me, please?
Margo.
Okay, all right. Okay, that's her name?
Yeah.
Okay, Margo. Okay. I'm really having a hard time because the one thing that Spirit wants me to tell you is to focus on you. I think a lot of times we're focusing on other people and other situations and really figuring out, does this really matter at this point? You know, I'm not really picking up for her. It's sometimes really hard for me to read other people if they haven't called in. But what really Spirit is saying is really focus on you right now. Really focus on your energy. I'm going to go ahead and pull a couple cards on this, and this might come clearer as we go on. But there's a sadness. The first card from my Gaia deck is a hidden gift card, and the words at the bottom of the card, sadness, an ending, and new beginning. I feel like not this relationship that you're talking about with your sister, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, has there been some distance with you guys? Because I feel like there's some emotional distance right now.
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you considering trying to get back together and fixing this relationship? Because I feel like it's possible, but I do feel like that communication is necessary here on her part. And she's just like all over the place right now. I do feel like I'm picking up on her right now. I feel like that her mind is just all over the place. Is she having some problems with her thinking, or do you know?
I think she lives in her own reality.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm feeling like that she's nothing, you know, I'm being really careful here, but I feel like that at times she's a little delusional and she makes up things. I feel okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I feel like that's sort of what the separation was about. Is I feel like that there was like a misunderstanding or something, you know, and sometimes she's just really hard to deal with. Does that make sense?
Yes. Totally.
Okay. Okay.
I'm seriously thinking about not even having anything to do with her anymore because she can't meet me halfway and hold me responsible for all the mistakes she makes.
Yeah, yeah. And with the card that I have in front of me, I was going to tell you, because the card in front of me has an ending and a new beginning. Now, I do feel like that there is going to be a time where you don't talk to her. I feel like that might be now. Okay. But the one thing that I will also tell you is I do feel like that even if there isn't a break right now where there's no communication, I do feel like that there will be a time that you guys do communicate again, that she does come, you know, to realization that this needs to heal. But I do feel like at this point that there is going to be a movement away from her. But I definitely see that, but I also see a new beginning in this relationship as well. So that's a good thing, because you know we don't want it to be always just chaos, and but what we really want and what Spirit wants for you is healing, and so
right.
I do see that that's possible. But for right now, I would see saying stepping away, and that's what I'm picking up. Let's check in with Michael before we let you go. Michael, go ahead.
That was excellent and right on the money, 100% all of it. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. Go ahead, Michael. Okay, I think we lost Michael again. Michael, are you
hold
there?
Hold on, Jill. I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
Hold on. Sorry about that. Yes, Jill, thank you. Yeah, what a beautiful message, and thank you for your question. Definitely you and Margo have a karmic relationship going on right now. This is so powerful for your own healing. Obviously, you're playing the role perfectly for her experience and for your experience. I want to encourage you to look beyond any of the lower energy meanings that you may possibly want to misqualify this situation with your mind, the energies of worry or blame or any drama involved. If you tune into your higher self, there is an opportunity for you to move into harmony and balance within this karmic relationship, releasing it. She is playing the energy for you perfectly, giving you an opportunity to release this energy that you are currently experiencing, the energy that you don't like, the one that you want to describe and to understand and to run away from or to embrace or what have you. The release that you're feeling is actually the energy of wholeness. It is to move into your center point and to release attachment, but you're moving into love. You're not running in any direction. You're just moving into your own wholeness. And this is a huge opportunity for you to feel, for you to create a whole new future, getting out of the karmic cycle.
Correct. That's correct also.
All right. And hopefully that helps you.
It does.
All right. You have a good.
That
you have
was
a great...
really excellent, the both of you. Thank
well,
you.
Thank
and
you,
Michael, the second Michael, I know that she did play the cards right for me to release myself from this, and you're right on.
Okay. All right. You have a great day and a happy Thanksgiving, okay?
Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to take one more call. And it is, I'm not going to try to say your name because I'm afraid I couldn't pronounce it. 651, you're on air with us. Please say your name for us, please.
Hi, this is LaShondra.
LaShondra, okay. I thought I was going to get it right, but I wasn't sure. So how can we help you today?
I'm getting ready.
Okay, are you there? Okay, hold on. There's Mercury retrograde at play. Sorry about that. Yeah, I don't know. Something's going on with my switchboard, so we're really sorry about that. But yeah, either Spirit's at play or something's going on. Okay, could you say your question again? I'm really sorry.
I'm getting ready to go through a divorce, and I met this guy, and, we hadn't actually met yet, but we've been, like, conversating a lot. But his name is Elliot, and he's also getting ready to go through the same thing, and I'm just trying to figure out what is the significance of this between he and I. Right now, currently, the guy, his name is Elliot, he's in Afghanistan.
Okay.
So, what do you pick up around his situation with his wife?
Okay, all right. It is very interesting that both of you are in the process of... I'm going to actually go to close your mic for just a second. We'll come back to you, but I'm picking up a lot of background noise. So, hold on for just a second while I read for you, because I was picking up a lot of noise. But the one thing that I would tell you, the one thing I'm picking up is... It's very interesting that there's two divorces that are going on here at the moment. What I'm picking up on this is I do feel like that this is a past life reconnect for you all. So this is what I feel like is happening. You know, I'm sorry that there's an ending of relationship. I'm sorry that there might be some hurt feelings on people's parts. But also Spirit is going to do definitely a lot of healing here as well. But as far as he goes... I do feel like that he does care about you. I do feel like that this relationship will develop. But the other thing that Spirit's telling me is that it's going to develop really slow because you definitely need to heal. I'm going to open your mic again, but you definitely need to do a lot of healing right now. Does that make sense?
Yes, I want to do the healing, but he's like pushing it, you know, pushing it. And I told him, I was like, no, I was like, if it's meant to be, it will be. But I'm not trying to rush into anything because I don't want to jump into a relationship with anyone.
Yeah.
I want to take my time, and if I feel that it's the right person, then I'll go for it. But
yeah.
He's like really pushing for it, like
yeah,
really hard.
Yeah, I would, you know, I would just tell him that you're just not ready, you know, for this, because he doesn't really, he's not ready either, but he's just, you know, feeling a push for some reason. But I would definitely...
Probably feeling alone.
Yeah, I feel like that, yes. And, but the one thing that I would tell you is don't rush into this, because I got yellow lights flashing. A yellow light to me means caution, 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 okay? So I would definitely, you know, put the brakes on, and if he can't, you know, respect that, then you already have a problem. Following what I'm saying? If he can't respect your wishes and saying you want to go slow, then there's already a problem. And so so you might want to really pay attention to this. But if this relationship between you and this guy doesn't work out, I do feel like that there is somebody else that might be coming into the picture as well. So you might want to just pay attention, but if he can't respect it, you want to go slow, then there's already an issue, and you might really want to pay attention to that. Michael, you want to add to this?
Yeah, hi, LaShonda. This is the other Michael.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so yeah, you know, I'm picking up a lot of sexual energy as well. There's lots of, you know, I feel the good connection. I feel all of that. The advice, though, if you're looking for advice, the advice that I would give you is I feel a sense of, for you, a time of reclaiming your power and moving
right.
into resonant frequencies that are in balance and in harmony. So for you, if you have time, you know, I want you to meditate, not only just meditate, but really connect with the light from above, allow it to move through you into the core of the earth. As you breathe in, I want you to feel the earth under you and share that energy back up with the light and just orient yourself. But most importantly, I'm feeling a strong connection to connect with the heart of Mother Nature, with Gaia, to really open to the Sacred Mother, to the resonant frequencies, and to get in nature. You know, we can always rely on being in the garden, going on a hike, wherever you live, being in nature to tune us in to frequencies that are always our center point. And in this meditative state, when you're connecting with this earth energy, I want you to literally say to the universe, I call back all energy that I left behind, that I've forgotten about. I call it back to me now. And I want you to sit and just feel all of it coming back into your aura. Welcome your power. Welcome your energy back. And after a few minutes, you should be experiencing more wholeness.
Okay.
Okay.
And hopefully,
well,
hopefully that helps.
Agree with both of you. Yes,
yeah.
It does.
All right.
Thank
you
so much.
Yeah, and I want to add just a little bit to what Michael said. You know, really step into your power, because I feel like that, you know, not just in past relationships, not the one that you're getting out of, but I feel like that you've always gave your power away to other people. And so I would definitely reclaim that and really step into that. And hopefully that helps, and we appreciate you calling in today.
Yes, it does, and thank you.
Thank you.
And you have a happy Thanksgiving, both of you.
Thanks, LaShonda.
All right, bye-bye.
All right.
All right, and we're done with taking calls today. I want to spend the last few minutes here talking to Michael and just see what Spirit has to say. But, you know, hey, that was amazing. And we appreciate everybody calling in today. If you didn't get on air with me, you know, again, you can go to my website at www.insightswithmichael.com. You can set up a full reading with me. I do have time to do that today. There might be a little bit delays, but I do have time to do readings today. And I can do readings tomorrow as well. So just because it's Thanksgiving, I'm still open for business. Spirit's always there for you. in every situation of your lives. Do you agree with that, Michael? You know, I can't, there's not a time in my life that I can say that spirits ever failed me. I might not have always listened, and I might have made some bad choices and bad decisions, but those are my choices and my decisions, but spirits never failed me, and I'm sure it hasn't you either. But you got anything to add to that?
Yes, this is the message right now, to allow that 100%, that belief, to move into not only that belief, but beyond belief, to where you and spirit are one. And right. In that place, you'll start finding that you have the power to manifest the shadow or the light. And this is opportunity to move forward powerfully.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I think that for all of us, I think in our lives, there has been those moments. I know in my own life, anyhow, there's been those moments where I have given away power, you know, to other people, you know, in any situation. And you know, and I think that what Spirit really wants us to learn from those experiences is stepping back into our power, stepping back into who we are. And, you know, that's what it's all about right now, is finding who we are. And who we are spiritual beings having human experiences. And we really need to begin to step into that. Would you agree with that?
Yes. And, you know, these are the messages of the times. This is so important, is to realize, yes, okay, number one, we are spirit. But to not, you know, we came here to live a physical life. That's why we came to this earth, is we want to, you know, feel and touch and, you know, and do all of the physical things here. The great plan, the enlightenment that we're all feeling that this great calling for is to reverse it, is to stop living and allow life to live. Mm-hmm. And that's when you become one with spirit.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, and one thing that I've learned in my own life on a personal level is a lot of times in my life is I was always trying to go backwards and trying to fix the past and living in the past, you know, living those yesterdays. And you can't go back and fix that. What you can do is learn from it, experience life, you know, be in this now moment. I think a lot of times what spirit really is focusing right now, and the one thing that my spirit guide has been working with me on, is being in this now moment. You know, being right here, right now. And when we find those now moments in our lives, we are going to experience so much joy and so much peace. But when we're stuck in the past or we're too focused on the future, we're not hearing the voice of spirit for today. And we need that guidance today. And so that's one thing that I would encourage you to do, is today, get into this now moment. You know, with the holidays coming up, you know, let's focus on that really quick. With the holidays coming up, it can be a very hectic time. It can be a time that a lot of memories are coming up. You could be missing loved ones right now. For a lot of people, these holidays coming up are hard. And the one thing that I would encourage you to do is just breathe, okay? When you're having those moments, and let those emotions come up. If you're missing a loved one, it's okay to feel that emotion. It's okay to experience that, but don't get stuck there, okay? Because I know for a lot of people, the holidays can be a time where you go into a place of depression. Please do not do that this year. And Spirit doesn't want that for you. It doesn't accomplish anything. And your loved ones that are on the other side, the one thing that I would tell you as a medium, your loved ones on the other side doesn't want you to have a bad Thanksgiving, doesn't want you to have a bad holiday experience. They are right there with you. You might not be able to see them yet, might not be able to hear them yet, but trust me, they're right there beside you. And I just want to encourage you to have a happy, happy Thanksgiving. Michael, you got anything to add to that?
Beautiful message, Michael. I just want to wish everyone a happy holidays as well. And really embrace, a balanced, centered point existence. And no matter where you are, it's an opportunity for you to shine your light, to create new light, and to play with those energies. So let's all have fun doing that.
Yeah. And the one thing that also would tell you all, the other thing that I'm going to give you some guidance, because a lot of people are going to be shopping Friday. I don't do the Black Friday thing. I did it one time, and I was like, okay, that's enough. So I don't do that. I don't do crowds very well. Too much energy there. But the one thing that I would tell you, and I'm going to teach you something really quick to do, because a lot of times when we're in crowds, you know, people can pull on our energy. They don't mean to. They just do. And the one thing I want to tell you is really protect yourselves. I talk about putting yourselves in white bubbles, you know, surround yourself with that white light. The other thing that I would do when you go into a store, when you're around people, when you're touching things, what I do is I just fling off energy like if your hands are wet with water, you know how you sometimes you can't find a towel and you just fling that water off? You can do that with energy. It doesn't have to be so obvious what you're doing. But what I do is especially when I touch a doorknob or something, I'll briefly just take my hand, shake it really quick, and release that energy because you don't know who's touched that. You don't know what kind of energy might be there. So really protect yourself. You know, that's one thing that I would tell you, especially if you're going to go out, you know, among all the crowds, which for a lot of people, they love that. Me, I don't like that so much. But a lot of people really get caught into that. Michael, are you that kind of person? Do you like doing that shopping thing? Or?
You know, it doesn't really resonate with me.
Okay, no. Yeah. I didn't think it probably would because of the same energies with you that's with me, and I just feel like that, yeah, it does, yeah. You know, for me, I try to avoid crowds. I think I was actually on Aaron's program yesterday on his show. For a lot of people that might not know that, I was on his show yesterday. But, you know, I think we talked about that yesterday about how, you know, that I avoid crowds sometimes because, you know, me picking up spirits and just when you're around a lot of people, there is an energy surge. And people don't mean to pull on your energy. They just do sometimes. Now, there are potential energy vampires out there, people that do just grab hold of you and try to suck the life out of you. But for the most part, people aren't trying to do that. They just don't realize what's happening. You know, their energy could be drained a little bit. All of a sudden, your energy is really awesome. So they just plug into you really quick and get that that power surge. And then you're going, why am I so drained? Because somebody's pulling on you. So you can always pay attention to that. I always know, I don't know if you're like this, Michael, but I always know when somebody's pulling on my energy. I can almost feel that sometimes. And so then I just put my shields up a little. I put my shields up a little more and protect myself a little more. Because I can always feel when somebody's trying to plug in there.
And remember, shielding is really important, but also remember that, you know, if someone's able to plug into you, that is a place of healing that we have, and you can always ask for spirit to help heal that, to help wholeness, to help, you know, heal to where they attach, to where there was that opening.
Right, yeah, definitely. Yeah, because that's a good point, because anytime that there's an opening that is trying to show you something about yourself and about, you know, your own energy. So that's definitely true. So I agree with that. Michael, are you excited about Friday's program? I hope.
Yes, I can't wait.
I
think it's really going to be high, you know, real high spiritually. I don't know the right words. I think it's going to be very spiritual. It's going to be awesome.
Stephen was talking to me about it last night, and he's all excited. And if you don't know what channeling is, again, I'm gonna give you my website address. There is actually a channeled message on the website from Stephen that he gave yesterday. There's also a message from Stephen. If you go where it says Meet Michael, there will be a box that drops down that says Meet Stephen. If you go down there, Stephen actually channeled a message about himself. And there's also below that, there's information about channeling, what channeling is. You might be new to channeling, might not totally understand what channeling is. We encourage you to learn about channeling. I know that Michael is in the process of learning to channel. Is that correct, Michael?
Yes, actively practicing.
Yeah, well, that's cool. And actively practicing is good. And, you know, just be open to it. You know, a lot of times, you know, new things, you know, can be scary, but there's nothing scary about channeling. We do it all the time. Everybody's doing it. We're just not realizing we're doing it. You know, anytime you do mediumship stuff, you're channeling. Anytime that I'm on air, most of the information comes channeled. Most of the messages that came today were channeled. I could tell, Michael, I could tell a lot of your readings were channeled messages because I could tell your voice was changing a little bit. And I don't know if you were aware of it, but it was definitely there was information that was coming through you that was definitely channeled. I definitely recognized it, and I wanted to tell you about that on air. Yeah,
I'll have to go back and listen.
There was a couple of calls, and I don't know if anybody else picked up on it, but I definitely picked up on it. Your voice slowed down. There was definitely a change in your voice. Want to go back. Yeah, so that's awesome. Yeah, so that's cool. That's exciting. Channeling is exciting. Spirituality is exciting. And so I would just encourage listeners to go to www.insightswithmichael.com. Learn about me, learn about Stephen. If you have questions, please send those in to us. You can send those in to insightswithmichael@ymail.com. Stephen will be channeling live here Friday. That's going to be an exciting time. And a really other cool thing, Michael, Stephen is actually going to be doing live events next year for the public. And so that's going to be a huge step for me. We have to step out and we have to step into what Spirit wants for our lives. You got anything to add?
Yes. There's a huge need for that. There's a calling right now, and I can really feel that.
Yeah, me and a friend of mine was talking about it last night, and there's I'm not the only channel in the world. There's lots of channels in the world, and some of them are full body channels, some of them aren't. But they're all bringing forth a message. And one thing that we were talking about is I believe that spirit guides are really wanting to help us in a major way right now and bringing a whole lot of truth to us. And that's what Stephen is wanting to do here. He'll be here off and on throughout shows. He won't be here all the time, but because we have guests and then we have us and the teaching that we do. Today was totally different, but I thought it was an awesome day, and just reading, and I enjoy reading. I enjoy opening up the Spirit and helping people, and the one thing that I would encourage listeners right now, if you're feeling a little down today, please just breathe. I deal with depression on a daily basis. I understand depression better than you think I do. I fight it on a daily basis. Most of my life has been a constant battle with depression. So I totally understand what you go through, how you feel. A lot of times if you don't go through, I've always heard this, from people that don't know what depression is like. They're going, I don't understand. I don't know how to help you because they haven't gone through it. The one thing I want to encourage you to reach out to me is because I understand it. I know how it feels. I know what you're going through, and I'm here to help in any way I can. The one thing that I would tell you, when you feel that coming on, just try to take a deep breath. I've learned how to do that, and it does help. Okay, I will tell you, it does help. So when I feel that coming on, what I do is I just breathe in and I breathe out. And it might not happen the first breath. You might have to take a few, but it does help. And so I would encourage you, deep breathing does help. It's a proven scientific fact that deep breathing will help you. When you're going through that, just breathe, okay? Michael, do you have anything to add to that? I don't know if you...
That's good advice, brother.
Yeah, just do that breathing thing. We all have those moments. We have those down moments in our lives, those moments in our minds try to play tricks with us. How I do things, when a thought comes to me, what I do is I run that through a processor. There's a whole process that goes on in my head. And when a thought comes in, what I do is I run that through, and if it doesn't feel like it's truth, and people are going, okay, how do you know that it's not truth? For me, how I know it's not truth is if it makes me feel bad about myself, or if I feel yucky, or if I feel that something that just doesn't feel right, then I know that it's not resonating with me. We use that word a lot on the show, and we're going to be explaining that as we go on other programs. But, you know, but if it doesn't resonate with you, kick that thing out, okay? But and what I do is I go, okay, that truth, that fits, that resonates, then I bring that in. But if it doesn't make me feel good, if it doesn't make me feel good about myself or my situation, then I take that to the trash can, I run it through the shredder, and I get rid of it. And so that would be my advice to you all, too. You know, really pay attention to your thoughts, especially during the holiday seasons, because those can be a lot of stuff. You can be around people that, you know, maybe you have some issues with, things like that. But this also could be a great time for healing. Would you agree with that with Michael? Because I feel like this would be a great time for healing.
It is. You know, Tony Robbins used to, he taught me, it says, you know, with every adversity that contains a seed of a greater equivalence or a huge opportunity. And any problematic energy is huge opportunity. So, you know, again, I want to encourage everyone to, when if you're feeling depressed or feeling out of sorts in any way, you know, always focus within the spirit. I like to say, you know, remind myself that I am that I am, that I am presence. I am spirit, the single point, the God within. I actually say I am that I am, and I keep saying it until I feel centered, because that's the truth. And I'll ask that spirit within me to release those disqualified energies. I created some meaning to something that's not working, and I believe that the light and spirit will use that energy in better ways and in other areas. So,
yeah, and you know, and,
I don't need to hold on to it.
Yeah, no, we don't need to hold on to anything. And and I think a lot of times we try to hold on to it. And I know, you know, for me, I mean, there has been a period of healing in my life, you know,
yeah.
Of and every time that something comes up, it's coming up so we can heal. And so that's the amazing process there. I kept hearing bells and I'm thinking, okay, an angel got its wings. But yeah, you know, so, but you know, the one thing that I would tell people, also be really careful. I'm going to sound like a commercial here for a minute, but the one thing that I really want to encourage you to do as you travel, a lot of people are going to be traveling today, in the next few days, please take your seatbelts and make those things click. Okay. I want to talk to you. Michael wants to talk to you on this side of the plane. We want to keep you here. So please fasten those seatbelts. It's really sad that during this time of year, there's a lot of people that make a transition. And so, and a lot of that is accidents, and we don't want you to be one of those. Okay? So please fasten your seatbelts together, and please be safe. We're going to pray here in a minute. I'm going to pray for you all because I feel like it's important to do that. But the one thing that I want to say before I do that, I'm going to say, you know, really have an attitude of gratitude, not just at Thanksgiving. I mean, this is a time that we focus on that. But I think that we need to be thankful every day of our lives. And, you know, and I just want to be thankful for the breath that I have, for the spirit within me, for the gifts that I have. And I want to say that publicly because I am so thankful for my spirit guide, the angels that watch over me, and all the things that happened in my life. And so I really appreciate that. I do think that we lost Michael, but I know that he would want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving as well. And so for some reason, I don't see him. But I want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And really focus on the things that you're thankful for. And you can find something that you're thankful for. You know, a lot of times people say, well, I don't know what I'm thankful for, but I'm sure that you can find something. You know, there's a lot of people that need your prayers this Thanksgiving. And the one thing, there's a lot of people that won't have dinner tomorrow. You know. And, you know, it chokes me up because, you know, but there will be a time in our planet that nobody will go hungry, that everybody will have what they want, and I know that that day's coming. But I want to pray for you. I want to pray for all the people to, you know, to find those moments that we're thankful for. You know, I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my dog that's barking right now. I'm just thankful for everything. I'm thankful for the sun that is shining. And, you know, I'm just thankful. And I'm so thankful for you. And I want to say that. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, I just thank you so much for this moment. And Father, Mother God, I'm just going to be quiet for a second. Because I think in the quietness, you want to speak to our hearts. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for those moments of silence. For those moments where we can just center on you and focus on you. That we can be thankful for the things that you have given us and the things that you are going to provide for us. For you will not leave us or forsake us. You are always with us. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for that. Father, Mother God, I thank you for this program again. I thank you for the opportunities that you are bringing into all of our paths. And Father, Mother God, I thank you for the open doors that you are opening for us. And Father, Mother God, I pray right now that you would keep your hand upon all of those that would be traveling by train, by plane, by automobile, maybe even walking. I just pray that you would just be with everybody's traveling, that you would keep everybody safe. And right now I put a blanket of protection over everybody on our planet. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you so much for that. Father, Mother God, I thank you for the healing that you're going to do tomorrow through a lot of people's lives. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for that. And Father, Mother God, I pray right now for those that might not have food right now. I pray that they would have food. I pray right now that everybody will eat today, tomorrow, and every day. That everybody would have ample amount of food. Because I believe that you can provide. I believe that you can take care of people. I've seen it happen in my own life. Every time that I get down to my last penny, and I get there sometimes, when I get down to that last penny, you always provide. And I know that you are a spirit of provision. And I do believe that you will provide. That you will provide exactly what people need right now. And right now, I feel like that there's somebody listening to my voice right now that's feeling a little down. Turn that frown back up. Let them smile. Let them feel that joy. Let them feel that peace. Right now, I ask that you do that. And I believe that you can. And I believe that you are. And I believe it's done. And Father, Mother God, I thank you for that. And Father, Mother God, let us know that we have something to be thankful for. The one thing that we are thankful for, that we could all agree on, is that we have breath. And Father, Mother God, we thank you for that. And Father, Mother God, I know that tomorrow, sitting at my table, sitting at a whole bunch of other people's tables, are going to be our loved ones that have crossed over, because they are with us. They are watching over us. They are a part of our lives. They continue to live on. There are no endings. There are only new beginnings. And Father, Mother God, we thank you so much for that. And Father, Mother God, I just love you so much. And I am so thankful for the calling on my life, for what you are doing in my life. And one more time, I am so thankful for my spirit guide, Stephen. And Father, Mother God, I just pray right now that you would just be with our troops. A lot of times at this holiday season, we have men and women that are serving our country, that are protecting us, that are watching over us. And Father, Mother God, be with them. Comfort them. You know, they might be missing their families. A lot of them have their own families. They have kids and wives and moms and dads. and grandparents and uncles and aunts, and they might be missing them. Just comfort them and watch over them. And Father, Mother, God, I don't know. I just feel like you're doing something today. And I just want you to continue to move forward in all things. And we say namaste. And we say amen. And Michael's actually back with us. And so let's go ahead and click on Michael and let him close out with us. And Mike, oh, hold on, Michael. I picked the wrong button. All right, here we go. Now you're on air.
Yes, right. This is me. I'm back.
Yay. but do you have anything to close out with? We got 9 minutes. So anything you want to
add? Sure. Yes, absolutely. For everyone out there, open heart energy, huge opening of the heart. Just remember that everything is an opportunity to open and allow and receive and to give. And the truth, if you're looking for truth in anything that's happening, in any moment, the only truth is where the love is. In any situation where you can feel love, that's the truth. Everything else are our stories and the situations and the way we analyze things and all these other details that are important as well. But we just don't want to make decisions based on those details. Those are our experiences. And those are why we came here, is to experience those things. However, the truth is where the love is. And you can exchange the word love with a gift, because it's also where you're trying to find where the gift is in the situation. And by looking at something as a gift, you're allowed to open it and receive it and allow the energy of the gift to move through you, releasing where you once were and moving into the oneness of the energy of the gift. And by doing this, you'll experience the evolutionary growth that your soul is looking for and is calling you towards, is calling you forward to right now. There is a center point. There is this path, the brightest path that's within you, that's calling this for you right now. And I want to encourage you to align yourself with the light in this present moment, powerfully into this now moment. And you can do that. You're surrounded by this now moment, the frequencies of the sun, the energy of Gaia, the wind that's talking to you, the energy of the birds and the plants, and everywhere that you're surrounded by this sacred moment, tuning into it right now and into this energy, is the core consciousness of this moment. Use the incantation to open and allow. And if you find yourself during this holiday season where you cannot open and allow, then allow yourself to sit and experience what it's like to not open. Again, I like to say there's a beginning, there's a middle, and there's an end to all emotions. And it's imperative to allow yourself to fully experience the emotions, because again, our ego thinks that we're going to die. We feel certain things and we think we're going to die from them. And it's just not true. Allow yourself to feel it, move through the middle of the emotion, and feel it end. And by doing this, you'll move more freely away from different things that you thought you were locked into. So it's a message of open heart. This is the calling, is to move into the open heart, to stay in the open heart. And when we leave it, just realize it's a lesson in love. The question at this point is, why did I leave it?
Yeah, definitely. All right, we're down to our last minutes. Michael, hey, you've added a whole lot today. I appreciate you so much, man. And I want to say happy Thanksgiving to you. And we'll talk to you Friday.
Thanks, brother. You too.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye, Michael. All right.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate you all listening today. You have been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Our website at Spiritual Talk Radio is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. That is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. You can find out what's coming up on our show. We have some awesome guests coming up. I want to say thank you so much for the guests that we've had. We've had amazing guests, and we have amazing guests coming. And I am so thankful for the spirit within all of us and what it's moving and doing in our lives. Until next time, on behalf of Michael and myself, we thank you one more time for being a part of our lives and sharing your lives with us on Spiritual Talk Radio. We will see you back here Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Until then, be well, be happy, and be in spirit. We will see you on Friday. Bye. Thank you.